This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are excellent. We are, I think, can you hear me? Hello. Check 1-2-1-2. We're at Gillette Stadium, and it is a Patriots Monday. And the drive here used to be full of at least a little bit of optimism. Did it not? I mean, was there at least, I know we had to talk to Bill Belichick. He could be crabby sometimes, but at least there was some hope and some positive outlook on the way down here at 4:30 in the morning on a Monday.
There's nothing left.
Yeah, he always felt
that's
like
it. He could change something. He could do something that would get the team back to winning. He always felt like there was something there. But now there's nothing there.
This was going to be my lead, but I'm just going to get into it right now because it's so frustrating because you watched the end of that game yesterday. Bill Belichick would have had a better game plan to end that game. Like, what was their plan with 3 seconds left on the clock and he gets it to Hunter Henry and then it's over?
I mean, they wasted, what do they have, 12 seconds
yes.
left?
Yeah,
I don't. Wasted that going to trying to go deep
right.
and what's the benefit there? I mean, Bill would have thrown the ball, I guess.
Did you watch the Colts game in Germany last year? They changed quarterbacks on the final drive that he threw a pick. It wasn't a great game plan.
Curtis, we know you're going to be the outlier on this, but.
Well, Mark Sanchez said it.
They don't teach you vocabulary in college. They don't tell you to get out of bounds in the NFL. You should have a plan.
Think they did.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you should have a – I mean, that's on Hunter Henry. Had an awful game yesterday with the penalty on the false start there. Everything about the game sucked.
That's on the quarterback. Mark Sanchez said it during the game. You don't have enough time to utilize the middle of the field, so you have to make throws either to the end zone or to the sidelines to get out of bounds. Yeah. That's on the quarterback to throw the ball down the middle of the field to the tight end, knowing he's not in the end zone. I mean, that's basic football 1-on-1. Like, that should be said in the huddle.
You don't think they drew it up to get it to Hunter Henry at the end of that game?
No, that would be stupid.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
But there's no way they draw that up to get I would put in on the quarterback and the offensive coordinator, because the offensive coordinator should draw up a plan that has guys going towards the sideline and guys in the end zone.
I'm interested to ask Gerard Mayo what the plan was to end that, because you've got 12 seconds left on the clock, like Greg said, and you get it to Hunter Henry and the timer just runs out.
It seemed like
such a wasted opportunity.
Yeah, you and I agree on that. To me, at that point, you have to try to win that game against the Miami Dolphins with their fourth string quarterback. You got to try to win the game with 12 seconds left. It's a disaster from start to finish. It's unwatchable. I have got to go back. I got to go back to me and my old man and Jim Plunkett to a time when this franchise was this awful. That's the worst. When was the last New England Patriots game, Curtis, or anybody listening? Good morning, hello. Anybody watching on Twitch? Anybody listening on the Odyssey app? When was the last New England Patriots game that was that horrific that you saw?
Honestly, the only thing that comes close was that Germany game that felt like the end, where they had no punt returner back. Mac Jones threw the worst pass in the history of football. That was bad. But what yesterday was, and P1 of the show, Zoe, on the broadcast, said it was the worst loss post-Brady. And
yeah,
I agree. I can't remember a day where I felt like it wasn't anger. It was just – it was a feeling of resentment to the organization and to Robert Kraft. And that's every other storyline. We'll get to them all. We can get to Alex Van Pelt. The team's averaging 8 yards a rush. They have the ball. All they need is a touchdown to win it. They throw 4 straight passes. You can talk about the dysfunction up and down the roster. We can do that all day. Robert Kraft made his bed, and he is sleeping in it. And where they are right now, what that was yesterday, was an affront to sports fans of this region. You don't have to suck this bad. You can rebuild. Does anybody think the Patriots should be a playoff team right now?
No.
No.
Okay, you don't have to be a playoff team. You can be worthy of our time by investing in the offensive line, by investing into receivers that can elevate a bad quarterback. The whole roster sucks. If Christian Gonzalez injures his shoulder again, there's not a single person on this team that's worth watching.
Yeah, but see, aren't you past that point? Like, the offensive line, it is what it is. How are they doing? Do you think the fans in Washington are complaining about their offensive line? It comes down to one guy and one guy only. Why are you – you might not have – Curtis, I agree to a certain extent. You might not have gotten you some offensive line. The wide receivers, who the hell knows what they are? They could be good for all the hell we know. The problem is, and the biggest issue is you will not give Drake May the opportunity to go out there and see if he can.
Everybody wants to see Drake May, virtually everybody. That's not going to fix the problem.
But we don't know if that would have been the solution week one.
Maybe it would have been. Maybe it wouldn't have been. Nobody knows that.
But at least we could be sitting here.
You're probably going to insert Drake May into this. And you're probably going to have a very similar result.
Well, I don't know what the result's going to be, Greg.
Name me one. Curtis brought up running the football.
Uh-huh.
I think you're historically good at it on this Patriots team. You brought up they're nearly 8 yards a carry. I think that's the best ever in franchise history or something ridiculous like that. So other than that, you know, you get don't tell me special teams. Great. You get a great play from Schooler. And then you lose the football again. Name one part of this, one aspect of this football team that is reasonably good. Name it.
Well, I think that
the defense is
okay. It's not top 10 like we thought it was going to be, but it's okay. When you start to look, I don't know what Drake May is going to be now. And at this point in time, it's a wrap, in my opinion. But if you would have put him in week one, who the hell knows? He could have been like Bo Nix, where maybe he struggles a little bit early in the season, or Caleb Williams. But you're able to maybe put some wins together, and you go, all right, this kid is getting better every single week. This is what I don't get from people who say you got to play Jacoby Brissett.
Nobody is saying that. Well, is there anybody?
Gronk was still saying it yesterday.
To be fair, Gronk doesn't know where he is.
I'm just saying. We asked if anybody's saying it. Robert Gronkowski is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess now there's going to be people who are back to being worried about Drake May getting hurt or whatever. So you're just going to throw in the towel on the entire season, not play Drake May, stick with Jacoby Brissett.
I think we see Drake May next week.
Well, that's what we thought this week.
I did not think that for this week. I think Drake May gets a start next week.
I mean, all Jacoby Brissett does is turn around and hand the football off.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, that's what he could be doing.
But Jacoby Brissett's getting wrecked.
When he's not starting the game with back-to-back sacks, you're right.
And he's holding on to the football. There's a number of times.
Is it possible that he's getting slower? Like, he was already really slow.
Well, if you're getting hit that many times, yeah, I think it would make him slower.
But I just look at this team. And I look at they made the mistake in week one with this stupid plan idea, whatever the hell that is that we don't know about. Because you don't know, like you said, Greg, this team can run the football. And if you were asking Drake May not to do much, hand the football off, play to his strengths, use his legs, who knows what this team could be? I'm not saying they're a playoff team, but who the hell knows?
You make interesting points. Drake May handing the football off and being a run-focused football team is not going to change any of the outcomes.
But they threw the ball 34 times yesterday. Like, if Drake May was in there throwing the ball 34 times, it would have been a different result.
Okay, your lips to God's ears. I hope so.
He's a better quarterback. The touchdown in the end zone that he misses on Jalen Polk.
I hope he's a better quarterback. I have yet to see him much. I saw 4 minutes of him in a regular.
He can't possibly be any
NFL
worse.
Game.
We thought that last year with the Patriots. And look at this.
I know.
I mean, as John Dennis once said, you don't hit rock bottom until you stop.
Yeah, but
digging.
You don't. Yeah. The number 3 overall pick has to be better than a journeyman backup.
You would hope so.
Right.
Can I have an idea for everybody? Can we just fire Alex Van Pelt? I'm sorry.
Please, let's do it.
He seems like a lovely guy. He seems like a great guy to sit next to at Thanksgiving. I'm sure he's got good stories. He loves a couple beers. But he's not it. I don't know what it will be, but I don't want to have the future of this organization sullied by that moron. Like, the way he calls a game, the whole even the fighting with Rich Keefe about a totally innocuous question, like, I'm good with Van Pelt having anything to do with Drake May going forward.
It's an affront. The entire thing is an affront to those who enjoy professional football. It's awful. It's just it's
so bad.
And by the way, the Dolphins they are awful as well.
Right.
I'll give them an excuse, a pretty good excuse, because they lost their quarterback. But it's just you can't beat that Dolphins team at home.
It's a home game, and you have the chance to win it at the end, and people are leaving. My dad was there, left.
Saw people saying a third of the stadium was empty by the fourth quarter.
No, my dad was up and gone.
It's absolutely horrendous. So we got a lot to get to. It's a Patriots Monday. We will be joined by Gerard Mayo in here at 9, and I'm sure that he will – I'm not sure what he will say, but I'm confident that he'll probably tell you he looked at film, and Jacoby Brissett gives you the best chance to going forward to win football.
Well, there's a clear issue with that coaching staff.
At least with Bill, you could be like, all right, you know he's not going to give you anything. The guy's going to be miserable, and he's going to be like, With Gerard, I think it's getting to the point like, listen, how many times you going to sit here and tell us it's the plan before we get to the point where, like, what are we,
I don't know how to ask it any different. I don't know how to.
It's not his plan. He has to regurgitate what the orders are above him. It's not that he wants to sit here and say that.
I get that. I totally get that. And I totally agree with you, Curtis, with you on Robert Kraft, him hiring or elevating Elliot Wolf to the position he is in might have been the worst decision that he made, because you brought up Alex Van Pelt. It only seems like the reason why Alex Van Pelt is here is because he's an Elliott Wolf hire.
Right.
And Gerard Mayo doesn't have the ability to bring in offensive guys. He doesn't have the ability to stop the quarterback that he wants. I would say to Robert Kraft, like, Robert, you hired Gerard Mayo to be the head coach of this football team. Let him have the control of putting together the depth chart and who should be starting.
Yeah, I would say to Robert, don't start high-fiving until you know that your receiver has both feet in when it comes to the end zone and a touchdown. So,
but can we get a shot of them after they overturned it? Because all we see, it's like the state. It's like Kim Jong-un. You only see them after a good play.
I don't know. It's a disaster.
Oh, and
it
awful.
It's going to be a long. It seems like it's going to be a long time till it gets better. There is one piece of good news, and that is that the long national Jeremy Swayman nightmare is over.
Yay!
He is a Boston Bruin.
They were getting coffee after all.
He will be here for 8 years, and I'm sure Courtney will get to that coming up in trending. After trending, we'll get to our leads in about 10 minutes at 6:25. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. At 8, we'll talk to Boomer Esiason about this week in the NFL, and more specifically about the New England Patriots. And as I mentioned, Gerard Mayo will join us here at 9. So if you want to be on this morning, the number to call, 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. We are at Gillette Stadium. Not a happy place to be this morning and on Monday mornings in general these days. And we will get to Courtney right now and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Greg just brought it up, but the big breaking news yesterday, Jeremy Swayman has signed an 8-year, $8.25 million deal with the Bruins. Swayman spoke to media yesterday. Here's what he had to say about staying in Boston for another 8.
I mean, I'm happy with everything. And again, I couldn't be more excited to be in this position. So you can dissect it all you want, you know, think about it. But again, what's that going to do? We're here right now. I got a plane to catch in an hour. And that's all I care about, man. I couldn't be more happy. And it's funny when you look at the big picture of things, and, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I would never believe that this would be a reality in my world. So the kid from Alaska standing right here in front of you is really happy and beyond pleased to be a Bruin for 8 more years.
All right, that's good news.
Yep,
I'll take that.
Probably not good news for his agent, who wanted to reset the entire goaltender market with Jeremy Swayman. But
he got an extra $2 million.
Yeah, he did. $66 million. And I think that's legit money for him.
Oh,
based on eight and a quarter is really where he should be based on what he's done so far.
And I think both sides did what was best for them. In the end, it all works out.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to wait till December 1st, which is very, very good. The Bees lost to the Capitals in a preseason matchup on the road on Saturday, getting shut out to zip. The Patriots fell to the Dolphins yesterday 15-10. Jacoby Brissett completed 18 of 34 passes for 160 yards. The only TD of the day for the Pats coming from Ramondre Stevenson, who didn't start the game after having some fumbling issues before. Ramondre did get banged up in the game. After the game, he was asked about his leg. Here's what he had to say.
I just felt a helmet right into my leg, right into my calf, really, is what it was. But I just had to make sure I was good, and I was. I felt all right to get back out there.
I mean, the penalties, 12 penalties, 104 yards.
All right.
Undisciplined and unwatchable.
Right. And uncharacteristic, from this team.
Well,
they were sixth when it came. They were like the sixth least penalized team in the NFL going into this game. So it's not like that was something that they did a lot, was have penalties.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't that say to you that that's guys who are, you know, 1-3 going into this game and not really given.
I mean, how many of those were on Nick Leverett, who's never played center before? Like, that's probably why.
Yes.
And the refs suck.
Two of them, Sean. Like,
the refs really do suck.
Two of the 12.
I mean, the whole game, every play, there was a flag.
Yeah.
Two other games to mention from yesterday. The early one across the pond, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. This is good for Curtis, losing to the Vikings 23-17. Aaron Rodgers didn't look his best.
The lone bright spot of a brutal football weekend was Aaron Rodgers getting kicked in the nuts.
Crawling across the field. Looking for relief.
I have never felt better about a prediction in my life than the Jets sucking.
Salah just looks like, oh, God, when are they going to fire me?
Yeah.
There was one more bright spot, though, Curtis. I finally hit a pick.
That was the lead.
One more bright spot.
My lead.
Oh, what was that, Sean?
Packers -3 over the weekend.
Ah,
good.
Yep. Excellent.
In the late game, with a bit of a delay, the Cowboys pull out a 20-17 win over the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Tonight we have the Saints at Chiefs. Kickoff is at 8:15. In college football for this show, BC fell to UVA in a terrible second half.
Awful.
They looked good in the first half. I thought we were going to be A-okay, but Castellanos throwing this one away in the second.
Yeah, I would say it's on me. I started watching when they were up 14-0 and then they lost. So my apologies. I'm the jinx.
Georgia beat Auburn 31-13, a good one for them. And UMass dropped one in Northern Illinois 34-20. The Celtics got two preseason wins over the weekend in Abu Dhabi against the Nuggets. So the Celtics back in action, but that's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Great to be here at Gillette Stadium. 53 degrees, cloudy skies in Boston. Afternoon high of 64.
Our leads coming up next.